Precious Eternal Father, Lord Jesus, we are grateful, Father, for the grace, Lord, to be in your house once again this evening, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine protection upon us, His Master. Lord, we left here on Sunday, Lord, and other places, Lord. Thank you for your protection upon us since then, Master. We are grateful that we have this grace once again to be in your divine presence, to call upon thee, Lord, to hear from thee also, Father. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Help us, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we look unto thee to bless us again this evening, Lord, help us, Heavenly Father. Give us your divine grace, Lord. Give us your divine anointing and inspiration, Lord, to pray, O Jehovah. May you help us to pray, Lord. Lord, raise our faith, only begotten, to call upon you. And when we call upon you, Lord, may you give us faith to believe our prayers, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father. Your children that have traveled, we pray that you be with them, Lord Jesus. Grant unto them journey mercies, only be God. And the very purpose of the journey may it be accomplished in all righteousness and holiness to your glory and to your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, bring them back safely, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, Heavenly Father, we are looking unto thee. As we look unto thee, Master, may we go back with thanksgiving unto thee, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Let's take our Bible quickly before we sit down. We read part of the verses and then we sit down to complete the same. 2 Kings chapter 3. We start our reading from verse 10. When we get to verse 11, we sit down to complete it. We are going to read on to verse 20. And the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of the Moabites. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the kings of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water upon the hands of Elijah. We can see that. Don't close your Bible as we continue to read. Verse 12. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophet of thy father and to the prophet of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, may the valley full of ditches, for thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a little thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hands, and ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all waste of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the will of Edom. And the country was filled with water. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. Please bear with me. Let's sing this song before we continue. God can do it again and again and again. There's no reason to doubt. God can do it again. Oh, yesterday and a day before. Now. God can do it again, oh, and again, and again. Oh, there is no reason to doubt, for God can do it again. Oh, yesterday, another day. God can do it again, oh, and again, yes, to that. God can do it again, oh, yesterday,
that our God is the same yesterday and today and forever. What he did yesterday, he can still do it again today. If God delivered you yesterday, can he not deliver you today? If he healed you yesterday, will he not heal you today? Because he is the same God, he changes not. What he did yesterday, he is able to do it again today. And again, and again. Praise the Lord. We are grateful that we are serving the living God. Our God is not dead. Our God is alive forevermore. And he's able to do all things. Oh, praise the Lord. We are grateful to our God. Blessed be his holy name. Now, from the scripture we read, we want to look at this sermon, Make the Valley Full of Ditches, that Abraham preached in 1953-06-09E. In the evening. So, basically what we want to do this evening is to listen to testimonies. We are not preaching, we just want to listen to testimonies. And we have been taught that faith comes by hearing the word of the Lord. Testimonies can raise our faith to believe that the God who did it for this person can do the same in my own life. The God who did this in the time of the prophet is the same God that we are serving. We are not the prophet, but we are of the prophets. And the God of the prophet is the same God that we are serving today. And he promised, he taught us that where this word of God is preached, unadulterated, where it is preached in its wholeness, that the angel that brought that same message will be in that place. Praise the Lord. That is what we trust and we are depending upon the Lord for. And Lord Jesus Christ also said, Behold, where two or three are gathered in my name. He said, there I will be in their midst. Do you believe that? Praise the Lord. So let's read from the last part of paragraph 2.
Let's listen to these testimonies. The last part of paragraph 2. Make the valley full of ditches. 5306-09E. Okay, let me start. Now do you know that God goes in certain places and then he will be somewhere else and he will be somewhere else? Did you know that? Didn't hear very many amens, but that is the truth, see? And the presence of the Lord is there to heal the people. Is that right? And the Lord met Moses in the way. You remember? Met with him in the way when he went down. You've not gotten it. 5306-09E. Paragraph, the top paragraph now. A lady in my church, Mrs. Weber, she was dying with TB. She was in the sanatorium at the last stage. They sent her home to die, and there is nothing could be done for her. Mrs. Grace Weber in Jeffersonville. She lived just beyond the tabernacle, and she had got five or six little children. So the angel of the Lord came to me that night and said, "Go, tell Mrs. Weber, and tell Mr. Weber rather, to get things ready, for he is going to be left with those children on his hands, for his wife is going. Well, I went and told Mr. Weber. I told his little girl, little Jane Rose, which is a nurse now. She was a little bitty fellow then. She is a young lady now. It's been 7 years ago or more. I said, now, Jenny, your mother is going to die. She couldn't live but a little while longer. And 2 days after that, or 3 days, there was some ladies from the government depot there where she worked coming. And Mrs. Weber said, if I could only have Brother B to pray for me once more. She said, I've seen when my cousin Opal was healed with that cancer. And the doctor just gave her till morning to leave. And her daughter is a nurse also. Said that the girl from out at the government where she was with her said, they are hiring nothing to that guy. Said he hiring nothing but a hypocrite. Said that's all that religion is just a bunch of fake fanaticism. I hope you understand. They are calling Brother Brown fake fanaticism and hypocrite. Has nothing to religion. It's just religion. And so Mrs. Weber said, look, I'm a dying. And I know that. But I just won't stand still for that. Praise the Lord. You can imagine that stand. Somebody died. Said, I won't stand still for what you have just said.
May God help us. As some women will say, may God help us.
She didn't do that. She said, no, I won't stand still for that. But just won't stand still for that. She said, I know better than that. Praise the Lord. She said, I live right here around this city, around that man all the time. I've seen him from a child grow up. She said, I know, you can call it fake if you want to. She said, but I've seen it just so much and seen God heal the people. She said, and I know the man's life, and I know it's the truth. Praise the Lord. What a gallant stand.
If you were, won't you say, God bless you, sister?
Oh, sure. And it happened to be the angel of the Lord had that. And that very night, sitting on the side of my chair in the room, after I got up and went and got a drink of water about 3 o'clock in the morning, and sitting on a chair,
I see him come walking through the door. He said, tomorrow Sunday, that they are going to pick Mrs. Weber up and bring her down. She will be sitting on the right-hand side for far back in the tabernacle. Said, I heard her, and tell her I heard her. And she, what she said, and tell her, don't fear the Lord. She will live and not die. Praise the Lord. May God help us. The prayer of faith turned the death pronunciation to Ezekiah to life. Here, it is not, she has not prayed. She didn't pray. She only stand for what she knows to be the truth. In the presence of critics, and the angel of the Lord heard that. And the angel of the Lord went back to his servant and said, tell her, I heard what she said. She will not die, but she will live. Praise the Lord. It's good to stand for what you know to be the truth. It's good to stand for what you know to be right. Careless of the critics. May God help us. And when we stand for God like that, oh, mercy, can that God, will God not reward us? Will God forget? No, sir. No, ma'am. God doesn't forget. May God help us. When we stand for God, God will stand for us. Anywhere we find grace to stand for God, He is sure to stand for us. Because that is what He is known to do. Is known to stand him by his people when they stand for him. May God help us to always find the grace to stand for our God everywhere we go, anywhere we have to stand for what is the truth. You can see the reward here. Praise the Lord. Okay. Don't fear the Lord. She will live and not die. There you are. You can go down and see her if you will like to. Been about 7 years ago. All right. See, his presence was there when she was taken up for what was right. See, his presence was there. He found her. So he came and told me what she had said. What she said to these women. Said, he and he had respect to her because she had respect unto what was representing God. So God will do the same thing for you. Not to respect me, but to respect him, to Christ, the one who died for your healing. If you will just give respect to him and his word, God will do the work for you. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord. Let's jump. After Brother Brown read the scripture, Brother Brown gave the testimony of how he went to the Indians. The Indians, he said, they will not be moved. They will not be convinced until they see the supernatural. So Brother Brown, after in this meeting, when he after preaching, he said people should, they didn't have prayer card. He said there is no prayer card. Let those that want to be prayed for come forward. Nobody came forth because they have not seen anything. Then he said, the minister that was around that place went to the church and brought in some women. So let's listen. I just want to, because of our time. Oh, time is already gone. So let's jump some of this prayer assignment. And let's come to paragraph 17. The first person Brother Brown prayed for was a woman who had venereal disease, but not by immoral living, but by the way she lived. The next person was a glaucoma, then a deaf and dumb little girl, which God healed. Then this one, cross-eyed boy, paragraph 17. So the next one in the line was a little cross-eyed boy. Anyone could see he was cross-eyed. I never seen God turn a cross-eyed child down yet. Never. So I think, what did that?
I had such a horror of looking at it when my little Sharon, my little baby, was dying in the hospital many, many years ago. The little thing suffered so hard when I got to her, our little blue hide had crossed. And that just killed me to see a cross-eyed child. I think of that. You know, sometimes you have to grind the flower to get the perfume out of it, don't you? And there, that little fellow looked up at me. His little old horse mane ear hanging down. He looked at me in a little red face. And I picked up the little fellow. I thought, now, if God will do that before these Indians, that will give favor. I put the little fellow up against me, and I said, "There, God, please have mercy. I pray thee that thou will heal the little fellow and give favor before these people, that I might tell them about thy blessed son." Because the interpreter was interpreting that. They was just standing there watching, and I knew God healed that baby. I said, now, before I took him off my shoulder, I said, now, have them all look this way. They look that way. I said, now, if God healed this little cross-eyed boy, will you believe? They was looking at one another, you know, and they were mute.
They were saying, what is he going to do?
So? They were looking at one another, you know. They didn't say a word. I turned his little face around like that, and his little eyes as normal as anybody here. Man, you talk about a prayer line. I had one really in a few moments. Look like a stampede. While the dust is flying and they had to throw out. No. How many know Reverend Jack Moore? I guess some of you do, and Gordon Lisi, and them was up there, so that the prayer line was coming. The next old India woman, this next old India woman, they had an awful time getting her quiet. She had two broomsticks or some kind of sticks, and they had rats wrapped around the top for crutches. She looked to be about 75 or 80 years old. She had long plaits hanging down and leather plated in her hair, and she was to be the next in the line. But they were crowding and pushing at the platform. They got a bunch of Indians and stood them up there to keep them down. And so there was a young India boy jumped over the platform and jumped up here. And he was going to be the next. Where Brother Moore couldn't tell him to go back. So Brother Moore is a little kindly short, stout Irish fellow. He just jumped, he just picked him up by his ribs. Like that, and set him back to let this woman come on. She was next. And so here she comes, and the poor old thing had set these crutches out, and was attracted, you know, just so bad, and blessed her whole heart. I hope to meet her in glory someday. When she got right up close to me like that, she looked at me and them great big ditches in her face and cold mother, and the tears making their way down through them old ditches. Many a hard day on that desert, and old mother probably had rocked her babies many times and lived on whatever they could get a hold of. She looked up at me like that, and her lips was quivering. She kindly smiled, batted her eyes, reached out and got a hold of one crutch, and the other one put it in my hand. handed up to me, straightened up, and went walking all off the platform just like that. What was it? She wasn't prayed for, didn't ask to be. God rewarded her for her faith. Just once more thing on that India meeting before close on it. It was long about 3 o'clock in the morning. I noticed the Indians coming through. They were wet way up this away. And me, I said, what's the matter? The interpreter said, they thought first it was false. But said, now they are going out in the desert and picking their loved ones. And the ford is away down here about 20 miles. And they are not waiting to get the ford, to get transport. They are coming right on through the river with them coming across like that. Because they were passing through the river from their hip downward was wet. So then I look, coming along the line, and there was a great big fellow standing there, robust looking Indian. His lip red blue. That desert got me get cold of a morning like that. And he was just shivering. I looked and had a big white board with a stick across this way and a stick across that way. And an old Indian man lying on there with his hands across this stick and his legs across the other one. And another man was packing it. No stretcher. They are just using that for a stretcher. And I said, do you speak English? He said, little. And I said, aren't you afraid you will take pneumonia? No. Jesus Christ is taking care of me. I pray my father. Said, that's it. I said, you believe I ask Jesus to heal your father, he will heal him? Yep, that's why I brought it. I said, pass him on by. And as he went by, I laid my hands over on the old man. I said, dear God, and hold ancient father here. Lie here, hold, cripple up, shaking with mercy like that. I said, have mercy on him, God. And healed him. I prayed in Jesus' name. That was all the prayer. I said, now take him on. As you believe, so will it be. I brought another one. The next one coming. Just so tired, I can hardly stand there. I heard somebody screaming going on. Looked, and the old man had the board on his own shoulders. Going along, waving at everybody like that, just waving along, just that simple. But you try to figure it out, how it happens, and that's the reason you miss it. That's right. They just simply believe. Praise the Lord. These are testimonies of what God did in the meetings. Of course, you know we are witnesses that. Many mighty miracles we can refer to. But being that we are just going through this sermon, that is why I have to read this one. Praise the Lord. And I hope you understand this last one. The man was laying on a board like a stretcher, old man, 70 years plus. The son brought him to the prophet to be prayed for, lying there with passes, and Brother John just made a little prayer for him and said the son should take him, and as he believed, so will he be. Brother Brown turned from them and was trying to attend to another person. While he looked at the screaming, it was this same old man that packed his own body, the very thing he was lying on, packed it on his shoulder, and was crying and shouting, praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is the same God that we are serving. The God of the prophet is here with us. What we ask him, when we believe, he promised to do it, to give it to us. And he has never failed, and he will never fail. Praise the Lord. With this testimony, let's go before the Lord. The same God. God can do it again and again and again. Oh, there is no reason to doubt. God can do it again. Oh, yesterday and a day before. Yes, always the same. There is no to pray to the same God who answers prayers. To pray to the same God who promised that when we pray unto him, he will answer us. There are thousands and thousands of promises in the scripture concerning anything that we are looking for. And that same God is still the same. He has not failed. He has never disappointed anyone yet. And he will never disappoint anyone. If we have faith and believe and depend on him and call upon him, he promised to hear us. Let's call upon this same God. Let's make our needs, our requests known to him. Because he made the promise, he will not fail. Shall we call upon him and make our requests known unto him?
Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. The Lord Jesus Christ grant all your heart's desires and bring your request to perfect manifestation in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. Let's take this in 83. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley. In him I know. I see. Oh, I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Things that we have to go through here, but while we see his face, we will forget about all those things. Praise you, the Lord. Brethren, like Pastor used to say, let me admonish you, don't miss that place. God bless you. I believe that the Lord Jesus has blessed us in this service this evening. We appreciate the Lord. Let's continue to be in prayers for our pastor, that God will continue to, God will strengthen him and restore him back to his post of duty. Let us also continue to pray for our brethren that traveled, that God will see them through and bring them back safely back to us. Like I said, I should thank you for your prayers for him. And he said I should greet you all. Let's continue to pray for him that God will help him and see him through also and bring him back safely unto us as well. God bless you. Our next physical meeting will be on Sunday, but there will be tape service on Friday. God be with you till we meet again. Shall we pray? Our righteous eternal Father, Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful unto thee, Master, for the way you helped us and you saw us through this service, Lord. We are grateful unto thee, Master, for the testimony of your goodness, Lord. What you did in the ministry of your servant, the prophet, Lord, Brother William Miriam Graham, Master. We are grateful that, though we are serving you, the same God, Lord, who promised never to leave us nor to forsake us, Lord. We are grateful, Lord Jesus, because you are God who heareth and answereth prayers. And we are grateful to thee that we have made our request known unto thee once again this evening. And we believe and are sure that you have heard and you have answered our request. Before that is what you taught us, that when we pray, we should believe that you have received what we ask, and then we shall receive them, O living God. Lord Jesus, we believe, Master. Help thou our unbelief, Lord. Hear our humble cry, Lord. Bring our request to testimonies, O loving Savior. Lord Jesus, as we go, Master, to our glorious home, Father, we commit each and every one of us to your hands, O loving Savior. Be with us, Lord Jesus. Take all of us back to our home safely, O living God, and be with us for the rest of this week, O living God, Master. Let your protection continue to be upon us, O God. Continue to be upon our loved ones. Continue to be upon our brethren everywhere, Lord. May you be with your people that have traveled, O God. May you see them and bring them back safely to us, Lord. Lord Jesus, your servant in the feet, we pray for him once again. May you continue to strengthen him, guide to him good and perfect health, O God. See him and bring him back safely to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, be with us, O God. When we shall meet again on Sunday, Lord, may our Master be your banner over us, continue to be loved, O living God. See us and help us through, Master, and have your way in our lives, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. We shall rejoice when we shall see our brethren have traveled also again, and the church shall be full again, Master, on Sunday. Blessed be thy name, Master. Take all of us home safely and see us through the rest of the week, Father. Thank you for granting all this request, Lord. As we go, we commit every of us to your great holy hand. Let your angels go before us, O living God, and your precious blood cover us throughout the week, O living God. Lord, see us through, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, remember your servant and pastor. We pray that you continue to strengthen him, Lord. Strengthen him, O living God. Restore him back to his post of duty and continue to use to be a channel of blessing to your people, Master, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. We are grateful unto thee. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Let's take the name of Jesus with us as we
two.